This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks. I'm heading to the home of Karen Kilgariff, my co-host. I am on her street. She's in the front yard. I'm driving the vehicle. She's in the street, almost dangerously. Walking in front of the car, now realizing I will unlock the door. She will enter. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Chris.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Here's your microphone. The cable is under you.
Are we rolling?
Yep.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm in that Simpsons marathon, man. I've been watching it for like 3 days.
Oh, the one that everyone's been talking about?
Yeah.
I didn't know about it. Is it ending or something?
Well, I'm not sure when it's... I don't know when it ends. But they've been showing every Simpsons ever.
Oh, wow.
It started like 3 days ago.
Even the ones where they had really weird lips?
You mean the beginning?
The beginning. Everyone had...
Where their lips would shake and stuff, like...
Yeah.
Barney, when he burps.
Yeah. Everyone's lips were vibrating Barney burps.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm taking you to a party, a work-related party.
Yes, that's right. A work-related party that I can't invite you to because...
I don't want to go to your work-related party.
Okay.
How dare you assume?
I must have really hit a nerve right there.
Boy.
I think you'd care.
It had crossed my mind and then also stayed there for a while that I hadn't been invited. But what I immediately was waiting to do, if invited, was turn it down. I don't need the working class looking down on me.
If you did get the thing you wanted, you would definitely make sure to reject it.
Exactly.
So that you were in the driver's seat.
Well, I just know what a party like that would be like.
Yeah, like, I'm not looking forward to it. Knowing nothing about it, it's a work party. It's a little bit fancy. And the people I work with, I love, and they're all going to be there, thank God. But we're all the new people. So it's not like going to a season wrap party with all your friends.
How close are you to that neighbor? He's enjoyable.
I don't know. There's a lot of TV ready people around here.
Oh,
let's just call them pilot season ready at all times.
That guy was walking his dog, but he had his headshot in his hand.
Did he really?
I hope so. Maybe it was the dog's papers.
I turned around and he looked like someone that would have been on a Wheaties box in 1979.
He did.
He had really small shorts on.
And he had that Prefontaine look to his spelt legs.
He looks like he runs until beyond torture. He keeps on running after that.
Just like they did in the early 80s.
In the pre-Nike days.
So sorry, you were saying the party isn't... It's not a rap party. It's just a Labor Day party, and we work together.
Exactly. It's like the it's the big boss's party. So we're all uncomfortable going ourselves.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
because we know like one person there.
That doesn't sound fun.
Well, we'll see. The good news is that it's close to me.
How dare you invite me?
I like to invite you into black holes and traps and pits.
They would just go, we all have the day off from our jobs. What's your job? And then I'd have to go, I did some peanut voices.
And then someone goes, oh my God, did you do the angry peanut? And then that's when how you get discovered.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go to this party.
No, you can't.
Do you think they've gotten their hands on an unreleased Skippy peanut butter commercial?
Oh, you know what? That's very possible. Should I call ahead?
People in the biz. Before I show up, have any of you seen this angry peanut Skippy commercial? It's okay. Well, it is sweeping the nation, I've heard. Okay, I'll be
pretty
there.
Pretty big buzz going on about it, but you know. It's your choice.
It's your choice to not know about it.
I feel these days I'm so bad at parties. I just have no patience. I'm just bad at parties.
I've seen you at parties. Owning it.
What?
Reefer in one hand.
Heroin in the other.
Heroin. All types of needle drugs in the other hand. You know how to drug multitask.
I like to do all my drugs right when I get there.
Yeah.
And just see what happens
of course.
As the night goes on.
That's one thing I don't like is for a party to change in any way. So I go high as shit.
Yeah.
And stay that way.
Yeah. And then just keep rolling through the whole party, dosing and rolling and snorting. That's our lives down here.
That's what it's like in Burbank / North Hollywood. I don't know where we are. We're in Burbank.
This is Burbank, and now we're kind of heading over to... It's a weird area. Universal City is what they call it, because we're right next to Universal City.
Well, I won't,
go there.
Release the address of your work boss.
Oh, good idea.
We are sensitive to that on Do You Need a Ride? If we're dropping someone off or taking them to the bank, we do not recite their bank information.
Codes anymore.
Or their gate codes to their houses.
Yeah.
No codes will be read.
There is a learning curve on this podcast. And
I suppose in the beginning we read some bank statements.
Just a couple. It was great content. We were told to do it.
I think we're doing our homework if right before we pick up a guest, we dig through their garbage and grab their bank statements.
What else do people want to hear about than finances? What do you think about the fact they made a movie out of Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? Did you ever read that book when you were growing up?
I never read that book, because I probably couldn't have even made it through the title. It's so long, is what I'm saying.
It's a real good book.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the kid has the worst day of anybody's day ever.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. It's great.
And does it still hold true to today, a lot of the examples?
There aren't enough iPods in it.
Right. I bet the new one will have a bunch of iPods.
Yeah, hopefully they'll update and make the kid stare at his phone all day, and that's why he had such a bad day.
I hope the whole movie is sponsored by Mac.
It's a story of an eighth grader who signed up for Twitter. I think that was a couple fighting on the street. I'm sorry, but I love that.
I love it when it's public, and I love it in the street.
Yeah.
And when it's audible. Should we turn around?
If you take a right, we'll just go in a big square.
Okay, cool.
There's nothing better, because you kind of want to immediately be able to size up who's in the right and who's in the wrong.
Right.
Like, that girl had very red-hot cheeks, and I bet you she had been wronged.
Well, that's what they need. They need a mediator.
That's right. They need us to pull up.
Excuse me, people. I have no experience prior to this, but I see that your wedding is on the fritz.
Why did you get married on this sidewalk, first of all? Of course there's going to be fighting after that happens.
And it's a horrible place to have a honeymoon, which clearly you're on.
What a crazy set of plans you had, having it all take place right here in Universal City.
And then they'd just be like, married? This bitch just has my money.
Bitch. Oh, don't go up there. That's Universal City. You're going to go into the park.
It's okay. I just have to say hi to a guy that works the gate. He owes me, some hot dog money. We had a barbecue. Off my ass, sir. I think that, it's okay.
Okay.
I'm not panicked.
All right.
Yeah.
Does this remind you of when we went to the forum?
It does. It does remind me of the Forum. And that day, that was the Video Music Awards.
Oh, is that what it was?
That's what was happening.
We're so with it.
We totally are with it.
I bet if you go left, you can get out of here.
I bet I could.
I think you get on, like, the freeway or something.
I suppose I want to do that. Oh, freeway.
Now, do you have a party tonight?
I don't know. I should. I feel like a dork if I don't. I'm just going to do a U-turn. I don't, I guess. I'm not popular, Karen.
Well, oh, was yours
last
night?
I don't like it when a, hi, how are you, 8-year-old who bought a vest? In no way is she a traffic cop. She's just wearing neon and waving me through a red light.
And also she's waving toward herself, which is not a way to direct someone.
Exactly. Are you fanning yourself? And then
come straight over here.
Everything I know in life is to not drive through a red light. And then some girl, or guy, it doesn't matter. It's the vest I have a problem with. And clearly, okay, now this is just stopped cars.
When's the last time you've been to Universal City?
I've never been to Universal City.
Really?
The theme park or otherwise.
This weird mall.
I've done stand-up at their Saddle Ranch.
Oh, how was that?
Make a decision.
Yeah, I think you just loop up here and around.
Yep. Yeah, I've done it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've taken that wrong turn before.
How was stand-up at the Saddle Ranch?
For the love of Pete. It was usually doing stand-up there for a guy named Pete.
Uh-huh. For how much you love him?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
No, it was fine. Sometimes there was a lot of people. It was awful. I quickly changed my mind.
Are you telling me the truth in any way?
It was, I did do stand-up there all the time. I don't know why. I don't know why I drove all the way. Because it was a full restaurant. The Saddle Ranch is filled with people.
Yeah.
And they have a giant stage and huge speakers. And it has all the makings of a good show, aesthetically. But the people in the audience have all committed crimes. And or that was my experience.
Sure.
Was with ex-cons. I don't know why. It's not like the Saddle Ranch on Sunset where it's a different kind of asshole. See, look at that person's scratching their forehead.
Yeah.
Yep. I have an itch. I have an itch.
This is a specific code.
Piss on. Piss it.
Piss it all.
Piss it all away.
It'd be pro...
No, tell me.
Just take a rub.
Okay. Part of my job as driving and talking, I would like to share the navigating.
Okay.
So if...
I'm sorry. Just know I'm insanely controlling.
It's quite all right. I need it. I need control. I need you to be controlling.
You know, I like that this episode is just us once again, because these are the things we never get to discuss when other people are here.
This is what people want to hear.
The level of control that I have, or that you have in a given
podcast.
The
problems I have with navigating. We wouldn't be hearing this if someone's like, blah, 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 I have a show.
Comedy.
I write on this. I'm a third party.
Here are my thoughts about doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, enough with your thoughts.
Snoresville.
That's where we're suddenly driving.
We're headed straight there.
Population, you in the back. All right.
Well, what's been going on besides...
I hate when I am asked that and I have nothing to say, so I'm going to say I've been going to the beach a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
I went to Denver, I guess. That was a thing last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Your festival.
Comedy festival. Very fun.
Mm-hmm.
It was my festival. You're correct in saying that.
It was built around your act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Everyone did my jokes. It was uncomfortable to watch. But it was...
But then you came out and you were the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, you've seen the rest.
I'd now,
now
see the best.
The person that wrote it.
I think see the best is better because it rhymes.
Oh, okay.
You've seen the best, or you've seen the rest. Now see the...
Now see the best.
Exactly. It was fine. It was... last time I was there, it was... That's a town that just... Or maybe all of Colorado got weed legalized.
Yes.
So it's kind of annoying how they're shoving it down your throats the whole time. And I was kind of expecting that.
Huh.
And I like a little bit of weed
sure.
now and then, but not in a performance environment. I don't want them to be high... I certainly don't want to be high, yet I did do both those things.
Right. Well, it seems like that's kind of, that's, you know, square one these days in that place.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to not get an audience that isn't high.
And they weren't as excited about, they didn't actually have bongs in the audience, which I swear to God, last time they did. And this time I didn't smoke. I drank a soda.
Yeah.
It was 7 cc's or whatever. I don't know the measurement with edibles, but I drank 7 of them in one soda. And
that's a lot.
It is a lot. And I felt okay. It's just that everything I said started with the word sorry.
Oh, right.
That's kind of what being high does to me. I'm sorry I'm here, but I have something to say.
May I please say something? Yes. I'm sorry.
I'm high. Excuse me, and I'm going to tell you I'm high. Now, I also have to check my bank account and perhaps call my mother, who won't be answering.
Now, do you believe that there is a secret city underneath Denver?
That's what they kept saying.
And what's your belief system on it?
I believe that there are tunnels. That's all.
Where do the tunnels lead, Chris?
To the White House, they said.
What, do you believe that?
The tour we were given under the McNichols building was simply to a boiler room.
Oh.
Here's the underground tunnels. It kind of looks like a fucking basement. And then we were taken down a long hallway, and there was a door boarded shut, and apparently the White House was right behind it.
Huh.
Give or take.
Several thousand miles.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think anyone knows. I think there's some folklore behind it. People like to talk about how continuous these tunnels are and how it's for elite groups of Illuminati rich people to go down there and put on powdered wigs and give each other spa hand jobs. But I don't believe in that whole world, the conspiracy world.
Can't those people just stay above ground and do all those exact same things?
Exactly. Out in the open with your powdered wig hand jobs.
They're used to it at this point. I mean, since Eyes Wide Shut, those people have been fully exposed.
Yeah. It used to be just something you didn't talk about that Washington and Madison and Adams did together. So many colonial hand jobs. But that's what our country was built on.
Yeah.
We built this city.
On colonial hand jobs.
On colonial jobs. Do you ever want to go to the El Royale Motel and get murdered?
Never.
It certainly looks like the place for it.
I look at it every time I drive down this part of what is now Ventura.
What did it used to be?
I think it's always been a terrible motel where young actors and actresses get murdered.
Oh, wow.
It looks like nothing else.
Yeah, it has to be.
I mean, it doesn't look like they've made it. It used to be like a furniture store, and then they turned it into that.
No, it's always been a murder hotel for
murder
actors.
It's motel hell.
I'm new to Los Angeles. I have my big audition tomorrow, and I'm picking up my headshots at the printers, but it's getting dark, and I better find a place to sleep.
Why? There's a light on.
I'll just knock and see if anyone's home.
Hello, may I rent a room? What a reasonable rate.
Wow. Are you sure you want me to use that knife to sign the paperwork? Why are you putting it in my torso? And that's the last.
And
it's a really dumb. Actors are so dumb.
They're so fucking dumb because there's like 4 different steps where he or she could have left in both of our scenarios.
That we allowed them in our made-up world.
Yeah. Yeah, but no.
Step 1, the light. Don't look at it.
Yeah.
Walk away. Walk away from the light. That's the best advice I'll give any, especially if you're on your deathbed.
Yes.
Walk away from
you
the light.
You don't want any part of that light.
Have you
God
not?
God forbid.
Oh. Oh, hello.
You mean a guy in a convertible Porsche did something douchey right in front of your car?
Wow, I can't believe it.
How is that possible?
I hope this Lamborghini in front of us is headed to a soup kitchen to volunteer. Oh, God.
Los Angeles.
God, I still can't answer that question. What have I been doing lately?
I know, it's the worst question ever. Let me ask you something different.
Okay. I've been doing a lot of stand-up every single night.
Okay, how about this? What's the last show you did?
The last show I did was actually the night before last. It was at the Improvisation in Hollywood.
Love that room.
And it was it's comics and then burlesque. That's always a nice combination.
Sure.
People get used to seeing a comic, and then they have a girl that doesn't go to the gymnasium but wants to be a stripper, but is a little too athletic to do roller derby. And she goes up and showcases.
It's a very specific mix of gal.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they say, hey, look at us. We have black bangs.
Yep.
And then and then they have propellers on their nipples. Sure. Something happens in the middle. One girl did walk on glass, though.
Why?
You might ask her that.
I'm talking to you.
I don't know. It was impressive, though, because I guess she went to a place in her mind where glass does not penetrate your skin.
Uh-huh.
Because I watched a guy go up with a bottle. So it was kind of like magic. I was actually, obviously now I'm revealing that I was very impressed with this burlesque dancer.
Yeah, you liked it plenty.
Because she
was... And maybe you liked it more because she wasn't very athletic.
Right, right, exactly. I don't want to be intimidated. Yeah. Oh, I'm athletic and I have a job. Happy Labor Day. Get out of my face.
And also, I mean, you don't want to see some skinny, sinewy bitch cut herself. That's
no.
The most disgusting thing of all time.
Because, you know, the veins are right there. Right under
if
the
not
surface.
The marrow.
Oh, God.
Good. So, you had a good set?
I had a really fun set, yeah.
And who was there with you?
I was flying solo. I've been solo a lot lately. I'm spending time to myself. You know how I used to go out all my shows with an entourage. A group of guys. One of them's named...
Some call him a posse.
A guy named Turtle. Another... Oh, my God. What is this? It's amazing. What is this? Two-hour limit. I don't even want to be here for 1 second. Oh, nuts.
That was a pretty high-stakes intersection. I didn't help you at all because I was laughing.
It's quite all right. Who was on that concert? It was me and Kevin Farley, mm-hmm. who's Chris Farley's brother.
Okay.
Who's very nice, has been doing stand-up a lot lately. Who else was on it? I don't recall.
Ma'am.
Oh, she... Ugh. Boy, she... If I could paint a picture.
There is a woman who just was the equivalent of a bitchy 13-year-old girl, but she was an old haggard woman.
Yeah, but you can still tell she's mad at her dad.
Yeah, she's mad at a lot of things, walking straight toward our car.
I've seen that a lot. When, let's say a car is turning right and I'm at the intersection, it says walk. Even if the car wants to turn... I go into a light jog.
Sure.
I get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah, you just let him know.
She was walking down the middle of the driveway.
Yeah, she was, and she also, it wasn't like she was looking down and she was unaware.
And this couple is doing
she
it.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
You know what? It also might be.
It's like, I dare you to say
something. Maybe the microphone is catching people's eye.
Oh.
And then they're thinking, what's this in front of me?
Am I about to get famous by some mobile fame station?
I'll sign up for your fame station.
We just pull over and then throw confetti.
Congratulations, you're famous. Now weirdo strangers are going to follow you around.
Don't signal, ma'am. It's overrated.
Yeah, this is... we're in Studio City now, which it's... just take a look around at exactly what's happening. The kind of place we're in.
That man is yelling at a power box.
Yes.
That's what I call it. That guy looks exactly like Mario Lopez.
Yeah. The underwear shirt model is wearing his underwear shirt to the bus station.
And someone in wardrobe gave him a skateboard. That guy, I guarantee, I know a little bit about this. That guy's never ridden a skateboard in his life.
That looks like a very small child skateboard.
Yeah, that's kind of the new thing. Instead of longboards, they started making little tiny shortboards.
And how about knee boards? Are they still selling?
They're selling knee boards every time you buy some keyboards. And then if they're like, what if I want another knee board? And they go, I'm sorry, but we just don't have Macklemore of those.
No,
oh, that's so dumb. I know. I should get out of the car. that was a callback to episode one.
I mean, that we just went all the way back.
We did.
Which we're not afraid to do.
That's
I think we've repeated
back.
A lot of material this that's episode a, specifically.
A, yep. I think you're probably right.
It's nice. It's like people know. It's like if you eat at McDonald's, it always tastes the same. You'll
I
always
know
get
that
little chopped onions.
It's and they will be warm and kind of soft.
Yeah. And yeah. if you were served them anywhere else besides McDonald's, you would throw it back in the person's face.
Excuse me. There is warm ketchup that is mixed with tiny soft onions. Can you take this back? You're at McDonald's. Oh, well,
oh,
never mind. Thank you.
I love this. They're oh, my so God. I crave this all day.
They're so good. Put it in my veins. I do know that as far as repeating things, that the exact words I spoke about Denver's audience is smoking weed, I've said on a podcast, and I do believe it was ours.
I think it was. Well, because we talked a little bit about it with Kate.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our lives. This is our real lives.
And sometimes life repeats itself.
And sometimes life is dull as fuck.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've had a pretty lackluster week, Karen. Other than my giant comedy concerts at night where I blow the roof off the fucking joint wherever it is with full confidence and well-written material and little to no improv or panic.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
All those things are happening at that one time. Shit.
No, I've been in a panic lately.
I think it's a dark time right now. It's end of summer. Mm-hmm. We've got this drought onset. There's no peace in the Middle East, as far as I know.
The boys of summer have gone.
They're gone.
They've left.
We saw the Deadhead sticker on the Cadillac. Oh, wait, this gives us a chance to look at the El Royale Hotel again.
Oh, boy.
Or the Charles.
So stabby.
Oh, they're right next to each other.
Oh, it's two hotels in one.
Yeah.
One you get murdered at, the other they take care of the embalming and the burial rites. And
they contact the family.
Yeah, yeah. It's just,
very nice,
it's
actually
a one-stop shop if you want to get murdered and displaced of.
Oh, I know what we should talk about.
Uh-huh.
We should talk about the fact that some mysterious, lovely person started a fan page for us.
Yeah, the DYNAR fan tweet Twitter account.
And then they retweet lines of ours that they like.
Hey, you know what? I believe this episode's going to be chock full of them, and that might just be one. But only based on cadence. I think it's because I raised my voice.
I think for me, it's just going to be in parentheses, ha, 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 for this entire episode. But thank you for whoever did that.
Yeah.
We didn't figure it out, did we?
I don't think I want to know.
Oh, yeah, because it could be anybody.
Yeah.
It could be my Brad Pitt, Sean Hattasy, who's on Twitter.
Who's Sean Hattasy?
He plays a cop in a lot of cop shows.
Oh.
He was on Southland.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know, he like follows a bunch of people we know, and he's like into,
Who's Brad Pitt to you then? If Sean Hattasy is your Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt is nothing to me. You have green arrow.
Keep it coming. I am not going to... I will not take it the wrong way when you front seat drive. Okay. I need your help. If I check out and I'm just slowly rolling through an intersection, turn and
let
scream
you know
at me. And
okay,
do rapid hand gestures.
Okay.
That always helps.
I just... I definitely want to give you a little hang time to make sure that I'm
right
on it.
The benefit of the doubt, just for a second.
You might have been thinking about something or really being like...
I was thinking about who Brad Pitt was to me.
Who is he to you?
He's a Missoula resident.
Oh. Do they have a big, nice house there? Or are they
Oh, him and... Oh, I'm... This was the late 90s.
Oh, because a river runs through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you're probably exactly right.
Yeah.
And maybe scenes from Legends of the Fall. I don't know. Excuse me, that was horrible. Horrible.
Wait,
loud.
Was Legends of the Fall the one that got shot in your hometown? Or wasn't there a movie?
River Runs Through It did.
River, okay.
But Legends of the Fall is more, I don't know, Wyoming maybe? Colorado? I don't know.
Turns out
I don't know.
I don't know.
The Rocky Mountains proper. Anyway.
Anywhere between Nevada and...
Yes, and the bottom of Mexico.
I just remembered I'm wearing these ridiculous sunglasses.
I wasn't going to say anything, but hello, Barbara Streisand.
These are... Guys, you know what? We're just having a good time.
Those are the glasses my mom used to wear just when we went rafting.
Yeah.
And she wasn't worried about them floating away.
These are serious early 80s carpool mom glasses. They're tan and brown.
It's funny how they're serious glasses, but I can't take you seriously while wearing them.
I know. That's the great
There's
twist.
There's nothing wrong with your glasses.
I just looked in the rearview mirror. I almost never wear sunglasses. And I looked in the
You
mirror,
can say that.
Mirror.
Say that again.
Rearview mirror?
I can't do it. Do you want to hear me try?
Yeah.
Rearview mirror. Rearview mirror. Rearview mirror. Rearview mirror. I did it. Rearview mirror.
Two more.
Rear view mirror.
And?
Rear view mirror. rear view mirror. There, I did it. I just have to turn to a young girl at the mall.
And say that to her?
Yeah.
You're all pissy.
Excuse me, I have to turn to this young girl.
Excuse me, rearview mirror.
Rearview mirror, OMG. Yeah.
That's what you have to do, you have to really enunciate.
LOL, rearview mirror, OMG.
LOL.
And when someone says LOL in text, I like to read it out loud like, wah. Do you like that?
No.
You don't like that? Oh, all right. I was in an improv group, short form, The Games. Like, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Is that true?
Game. Like, yeah, I did it for a number of years.
Oh.
Like, freeze tag and making up songs based on it. Someone saying, Playboy Factory. Or Playboy Factory. Proctologist, Playboy Mansion. Oh, this is going to be good. At your cervix. And then people, you know, there's jokes in there. And then
sure.
I was like, let's. But Brad Pitt used to always eat at the Old Post where we would have our shows, and we would come in and do our warm-up, like, exercises in the alley and come in. He's going to stay this time, like, waiting for Guffman.
Oh.
And he always left. He always left. He was like, oh, fuck, I forgot it's Monday again. I'm not going to watch this goddamn drama troupe. And he would leave every time, and we'd all kind of get a little bummed. As did the audience. They're like, I want Brad Pitt to watch this thing, too. The audience would... I think they were thinking that.
Now, wait, can I ask, was he there because the movie was being shot? Was he there because
he... No, it was way after that.
So he liked it enough to come back?
Yeah, he liked it enough to buy a house and live there.
Because I heard that Montana's the shit. Didn't Demi Moore live there and a bunch of people?
Yeah. I think the one that was always around and actually went to, like, Missoula City Council meetings and complained to my dad about her, you know, property taxes was Andie MacDowell.
Ugh.
Who, yeah, exactly. That's kind of, I mean, she peaked with St. Elmo's Fire as far as, or green card. Come on, let's give her a little green card. Let's give her her green card.
I give her nothing.
So she got extradited to wherever the fuck she's from, Canada, I guess. And although last time I flew home for Christmas, she was on the plane, just sitting coach.
Really?
Yeah, so I kind of think that she's cool because she just is like, I'm a regular person and Missoula is my town. Like, she tried so hard to be part of the community and everyone was like, get out of here, Hollywood. And they were kind of mean to her.
Were they really?
Yeah, and so...
Was she an asshole?
I think a little, like, you know, but now she's kind of like all natural, patchouli, doesn't put anything in her hair, lady.
You know what she is? She's on the Hallmark Channel, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, it pays the bills. It's on the Hallmark Channel, correct me if I'm wrong, that those are just little skits where they reenact different greeting cards.
If only.
It would be the best.
Happy graduation from your great aunt.
I heard you're feeling down. And then you open it up and there's nothing. It's just a signature. That was a really shitty episode.
I like the idea of a graduation card that's, happy graduation, I hear you're feeling down. I hear you're scared to go out into the world. Love, Aunt Helen.
You should have joined the army. Happy college. But one time, though, I was on a date, I was in college, and Andie MacDowell was on the other side of the bar. She had her baby, who's probably a teenager now.
Yeah.
I was 22, maybe.
Oh.
And she just pulled out her tit, and because she was breastfeeding, and of course, breastfeeding in public is absolutely fine, but she took a long... She pulled out her breast and then leaned over to grab her baby.
Uh-huh.
And there was a long pause, and it's a famous person's nipple.
Get her out of town.
I was like, let's help her pay off her house. She's staying. Look at that nipple.
Well, if it took her that long to pull her boob out, it couldn't have been that nice of a boob.
It was, at the time, a spectacular boob.
You don't want your boob described as long, though.
I'm always offended. You should do something about it. Go to some kind of a doctor if someone says, hey, why the long boobs?
Dear grandchild. That's the next episode.
I heard you heard. I have long boobs. Your grandmother.
It's a lie. Don't listen to anything they say about your grandmama's
They're
boobs.
Taut and tight and high up to my collarbones.
And will always be so.
They are the best of boobs. Signed, Jessica Tandy.
Here's $5.
Oh, yeah, every time you open a card, just shake it. Yeah. To see if there's that sweet long boob money.
Get that long boob money going. Fives and ones, crumpled up. Whatever it takes.
You started to sing a brand new pop hit, and you backed out.
Whatever it takes. The long boob song?
No, the fives and ones. Shake it, shake it. Shake it till the fives and ones fall out. Shake it till the ones fall out. Shake it till the fives and ones fall out.
Here we go.
Shake it till the ones fall out.
Come on,
grandma's
come on,
birthday.
Come on.
Sorry. Come on. Sorry.
I did nothing.
I stepped on your grandma's one.
Grandma's birthday.
Grandma's birthday. Shake it till the wands come out. Shake
Wait,
it.
Can I ask you? Sorry, it's bad.
Of course
bad
not.
Improv.
I would have gone with. Please no and me if I start doing the grandma rap.
I'm gonna throw up a block real quick. So wait, you and I were talking about the fact that you did have a party, but was your party last night?
My party? No. Oh, I was gonna go to the Power of Violence house where I guess Michael Bush lives, but. There's a guy that is I know that's going to be there that stole a jacket out of my garage at my 4th of July party, and I have confronted him a couple times, and then my roommate really recently got in his face and said, you owe Chris like $200. It was a nice jacket.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, it was in my car, and my car got impounded, and it's gone. And I know he's going to be there, and I know that
if you go, you'll beat him up.
No, he probably is a big. He probably beat me up, but I know that we'd both be willing to go there at this point.
Because I see.
Even though I'm a goddamn adult, Karen.
Well,
I'm a grown man. I probably would just kill him with kindness.
Oh.
That's what I've learned to do. Forget about the jacket. I know you're a loser, and you're not going to give it back to me. Let bygones be bygones. I'm swimming in money now.
That's
what I'll tell him.
I see.
I know that you had to freeze for a moment.
Well, just...
You're like, so you're going to kill him with lies,
that,
too?
That's it. That's what counts as kindness for you.
Lying. I'm going to spare you
the
sad...
You're a loser. Hold on, I'm killing you with kindness. You're a fucking loser and a thief. Too kind for you? Dial back the kindness. I like this area because this is... We're driving towards Sunland right now.
Oh.
And it's real sketchy out here. Well,
yeah.
not really, like, nothing would ever happen. This is just, these are, like, the people that have three jobs in Los Angeles.
And you can tell from the background noise that it's a historic cobblestone road.
Yeah. This is one of the great roads that stopped getting paved in 1991. But there's great thrift stores out here. Really good ones.
Really? Should
yeah.
we go
and then
thrifting?
Look at that hotel with the horse on top.
Oh, God.
Check that shit out. I mean,
it's a taxidermied horse. A horse that pulled up, can I get a room? And then someone stabbed him.
That's right.
And then they have another hotel next to that that'll actually stuff animals that they've murdered.
So if you're into murdering animals,
yeah.
you go to the horse hotel.
If you're a sicko who doesn't murder people.
Yeah.
And you murder animals.
You're a perv that murders animals instead.
Because you get off on that. We are in a shitty part of
yeah.
the country.
We are.
Huh, what is this? It's just so we can give a shout out to their tourism board.
I feel like, you know, you come out here for your El Pollo Locos. You come out here for the one Carl's Jr. that you can find on this side of town. But when do you come out here just to, like, celebrate the total lack of beauty or design or art of any kind?
And you can help celebrate by going to any one of these many pinata stores.
Just by... two or four pinatas that you may or may not need.
See, I don't like that I said there isn't really pinata stores, and me saying that, I'm suggesting that we're in a horrible place and that it's also a Latino community, and I want to admit that there is no, I did not mean that, and there are no pinata stores. Karen, you'll back me up on this.
I'm staring at two,
There is, however, an Azteca market with two chihuahuas tied up out front.
Two chihuahuas that look a lot like pinatas to me.
Exactly, but that story...
I was trying to think of the word rival. Oh. I couldn't say the word rival. Rival pinata stores. God damn it. I'm super off my game today. I think that's the beauty of my participation, is that I'm really awful.
I think you're doing great.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. So you, and you might not want to talk about it, but let's get down to the ditty, nitty gritty, yes. Long ass ditty. You checked your bank account and it was frozen. What the hell?
Oh, well, I see.
You don't want to talk about it.
I mean, we kid. It's nothing great, but my, when I got my divorce, nobody did our taxes.
That, it's that thing.
So, basically, and I called, I've already talked to the accountant about it.
But you're checking, your bank froze your checking account?
Well, because it's very involved, but essentially the IRS put a lien on my bank account.
I've had that, hey.
So they're just pulling the money out, yep. And I was like, oh my God, because I, of course, was getting these letters from the IRS and not opening them.
Yes.
Probably shouldn't be saying any of this recorded, but, and I was bouncing, and end of the day, I called the accountant, and I was freaking out, and he goes, oh, it's just because the state is broke. They're really intense these days. We'll fix it in 1 week.
Oh, okay.
Don't be scared.
Good, relax. Okay.
So yeah, your accountant was
And your neighbor lady is helping. That was that you've told me that story. She came over and she's like, "Let's do this. Let's open these envelopes."
Yes, because I knew it was bad, like in the first year when I knew the taxes hadn't gotten done.
Sure.
So I like was frozen up, but it was all very much connected to my relationship just falling apart. The whole thing was horrible. And I was on the road for 2 years in a row.
So basically dealing with this is all the equivalent of dealing with this record collection.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they kind of like, there's so much, you know, when finances with me, there's so much like panic and fear around all of it. It's crazy.
Too.
And then you create problems.
That's how we were raised.
Yeah.
Money is a scary, sacred thing.
Yes, that's exactly right.
If it's don't look at it, even when I shook a greeting card, I wouldn't look at it. How is this legal that these 50... Look, it, we're about to watch this kid ride a scooter into the propeller of a boat.
Into a boat. That's the worst boat accident on land.
To be honest, though, it's kind of overkill with that helmet. And he's wearing a fucking Lance Armstrong. Neil, who's the race car driver? Is it Louie? He's wearing a fucking Earnhardt. Oh, never mind.
It doesn't matter.
I just love the bicycling of Louie Armstrong.
Sikhs. We just drove by Sikhs. That you rarely see that in Los Angeles.
Yeah, those were and Sikhs specifically. Do they wear neon headwear?
We're going to watch those kids wipe out. There's no way that's not happening.
That was crazy. You can probably hear it. We got the ambient mic turned up on full scooter capture.
And I like the way that lady on the corner waved at them, like, get off those things, which is pretty hilarious.
Oh, really?
Like, see, there's a shit ton of stuff happening in Sunland.
I can't believe they are going faster than the cars. They basically are the size of Razor scooters.
Yeah, with
but
engines.
But they have high-powered, you know, lawnmower engines on them. Now they're getting on the bus with them. Or no, they're doing some maintenance work. That guy's like, oh, I have my settings.
That one guy has a long gray beard.
Yeah, and he's hanging out with a kid.
He looks like a child. He is the stature of a child.
But he has a long
gray... And a long gray beard. That's so weird.
And he's with a child. But that's not his child. One man's African-American, the other... Maybe he's adopted. Let's go chase them. I want to know about their family history. Pardon me, Scooter. Scooter, father and son.
We're from This American Life.
We want... Hello.
Scooter gang.
I'm Ira Glass. Is that his name?
Yeah, the one guy, yeah. Does he do all of This American Life?
Did you like my impression of him?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he sounds
Ira
like.
Ira Glass. I can't do it. I can't do impersonations. God, I wish that James... Radomian was in the car or on top of the car. Remember that?
Oh,
calling back
moment.
To the past moments.
God damn it. We were once very good at this.
Now we recall the times that we peaked.
Why not look back now?
I really know and when I do duets.
It's the hardest musically. You don't know whether to, you know, strike out on your own.
Right.
Or just follow what's musically happening
already? I'm so glad you said that, Karen, because I think it's time I strike out on my own.
Oh, shit.
We've been striking out together this whole time. We haven't done it out. You're doing very well with your solo music, and don't think that I haven't noticed that our dual music
is kind of striking out.
Fallen by the wayside. We've been striking out, so I'm about to strike out on my own. We are getting closer towards
Nevada. Very close.
Oh God, you could still. It still sounds like I smoked for a while, at least.
Hi.
That Dom DeLuise exhale.
Yes.
God rest his soul. Did he die?
I think he did.
A long time ago. Yeah.
I liked it that a white truck just crossed two lanes of traffic to drive into the donut shop.
He didn't give it. He's like, jelly filled.
See you later.
I don't care about the well being of other murderers.
Moiterers.
I don't look in my rearview mirror.
What's going on out here? Suddenly it's getting fancy or something. Wood floors.
Yeah.
It's like...
Well, I don't see what you're seeing, nice. But...
Oh, back there, that one building was painted.
I'm just seeing Rusty Equipment Rental.
When you get up to this light, I think you're going to want to take a right.
Maybe his name is Rusty, but that's still a horrible name for an equipment rental place.
Rusty should be a good enough businessman to know that he needs to use his full name, Russell. Russell's Equipment Rental. Am I right?
Rusty Equipment Rental just does not... It's not a good testament to the quality. Ooh, another murder hotel.
And I just saw a man grabbing on a lady's boob in a way that I couldn't tell at first if it was problematic, and then it just looked like she was just shooing him away.
Should we wear capes and go out and try and intervene with a lot of this shit?
I feel like a lot of it is totally consensual, and everybody's into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Just saw a billboard that said, "Take time to be a dad today." That's the kind of neighborhood we're in.
But only if it's your day. You can be yes. with his mom the rest
Saturday,
of the week.
Saturday, Sunday, holiday weekend.
Take time to be a dad. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Like everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Yeah, just a moment of silence to think about all those latchkey kids out there. Staying with their dad one day. Staying with her mom the next.
We were latchkey kids growing up because my dad was a fireman, so he would be at the firehouse three nights a week.
Oh, wow.
And my mom worked, so we would go home and
he had 72-hour shifts?
Yeah. Three on, four off.
Wow.
Is the fireman's
My brother-in-law is two on, two off, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is he volunteer or is he full-time?
He's full-time, man. He's the top, what do you call him, a lieutenant or...
Sure, or yeah. captain or...
He's up there. He's been doing it for a long, long time.
Even what city?
Spokane, Washington.
Nice.
He also worked at the Fireman's Credit Union on those days off.
Oh, that's smart.
Not afraid to work, my brother-in-law.
A lot of firemen moonlight as other things because they have so much free time. Once they get it down.
Some walk by night, and some fly by day, moonlighting firemen.
Who get caught
in the flames. Who get burned in the flames. Oh, what a great show. Oh. Speaking of taking you back.
Oh, we're already at Empire Showgirls? Oh, oh my God. Did you see that old businessman sitting outside of that strip club?
Oh, God.
I swear to God, I feel like there's such a lack of self-awareness in men in strip clubs. Or like, there's a Hooters commercial on right now where it's the guy talking directly to the Hooters girls who are like, as if they're in football training. And the guy sounds like the oldest perv of all time. It makes me laugh every time I listen to it. He's like, Don't spill that beer. But it sounds like, he sounds like an old football coach.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like these poor young girls and this old perv that's bossing them around.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It's hilarious.
But I do. I mean, I used to go to Hooters because I had a 50% off discount because Hooters sponsored the Daily Habit, the show I worked on.
With
Jordan Morris. Yeah. So, it was one of the sponsors. And so the Hooters girls would come in, and we'd have to do a segment. We'd had to use them somehow. Sometimes they would act in things.
Oh, wow.
Other times, we'd actually just hand out chicken wings to the studio audience, and they would put it on camera just to appease the...
Because they were like your...
They were paying for good, yeah. But then we would go there.
And did you like the wings? Like, a lot of people say the food is actually really good at Hooters.
No, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
It isn't good. And I feel like I know I was hesitant there because I used to be a corporate shill. But the wings are the only thing you should eat. I had a burger there once and go my Lanta.
Not bad news.
Bears. Yeah. The baseball movie.
Oh, wait, the original though?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, no.
At
not
least
that
it's
fucking.
That other one.
The one with, I want to call him Tommy Lee Jones in Sling Blade, but he has a real name.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
We're right now driving through what I would consider to be the San Fernando Valley's Little Calcutta. There are just people sitting on the sidewalk.
There's live chickens.
There's
better than dead ones.
Of shit. It is crazy out here. Yeah. There's a bail bonds place.
Of course, there's a bail. That is a. Can you explain how a bail bondsman works, Karen?
So if you
get arrested,
you have to, when your bail is say $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the bondsman makes you pay a 10% of it or some percentage of that amount. So you have to go pay, $1,000 to the bondsman, and he takes that bond and he puts up, gets you out of jail, and then you somehow owe him or he gets the bond back, something.
You have to go out and commit more crimes to earn the money to pay him back. It's like a check advance.
Yes. It's all, the system is broken, that's for sure. But what I believe is, the thing is, as long as you stay in town, like you're, and then you go through your thing, he gets his money back. The only problem is when you run out of town and then they have to go.
Right. And I mean, add Heather Locklear, and we've described the TV show The Fall Guy, which no one remembers. That's a bounty hunter. How is that different from doesn't a bounty hunter work with a bondsman?
Yes, the bounty hunter gets the person when the bondsman calls and says, so-and-so jumped.
And this stuff still happens after the 80s, right?
Yes, it's happening every day.
I guess it kind of interested me when I was young. Maybe I thought, when I grow up and I'm 6'4", like all of my family other than my dad, who's 5'8", I'm going to be a big, tough bail bondsman or a fall guy or some sort of a private eye. But, I was watching a lot of TV.
Sure.
There aren't TV shows about stand-up comedians who like to paint pictures. You know what I mean?
No, that's very true. I just wanted to be the sister in a family. Because I watch so much TV.
Like Sister, Sister?
Yeah. Or Happy Days. Whatever. Whatever it takes.
I grew up in a lot of Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
The show.
Right.
God knows it wasn't the other...
Look at Big Castle.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Electrosonic.
That's another... Remember the first or second episode we did, Karen?
Yes.
And we drove by a castle, medieval-themed.
Yes.
And what was the other part of it? Why did we think it was some sort of a pedophile ring?
Oh, because I think it was by the batting cages?
Oh, okay.
Was it that one?
It's like, oh, how convenient.
Yeah. Oh, you have your little cardboard castle that lures the kids in. Oh, eat this candy and play these batting cages.
And then somebody hits them with a bat.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, and shoves candy in their mouth so they can't scream.
Well, I guess we don't know much about the process, but I don't ever want to learn about it. Those are YouTube videos that are in my Facebook
feed. Please don't click on those ones, Chris. Please.
I'm so tired of all the kitty porn that people are putting on my Facebook feed.
Aha, look at this terrible thing.
Oh, I really, in all seriousness, there is a video that has stuck with me for months now.
Oh no, which one?
Oh, it was just a car accident, people in the street, and I was like, oh, that looks fake. That person wouldn't be moving around without these vital parts of their body.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so I watched it over and over because I really thought it was really good horror effects. Like, it was that bad. And then I was like, oh, this is real. And they're in Colombia or something, and someone It was just a bunch of silent people filming, like, in shock. It was so awful that I watched it over and over, and then I'm like, oh, this is totally real.
Yeah, no.
And, oh, man.
Just assume it's real and don't.
Let's talk about good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, there was a girl who pitched, I think she pitched a no-hitter in the...
Isn't that...
In the Little League.
I love that.
It's so amazing. And but then, it didn't get as much press as it normally would have because it was all that Ferguson
did
shit.
Did you see the other video of the little girl frolicking with the tiniest of donkeys?
No.
It was the smallest donkey ever. And she was running and the little baby donkey was running behind her and running next to her and like trying to kiss the little girl's face as they were running.
Oh, no.
And she'd be giggling and they were like in the Alps or something. It's like, oh, run after the donkey. I don't know what accent that was. But the mother was watching and laughing, and then the little girl would run with the donkey and then kiss the... I'm kissing the donkey. That's that there. That's
so that means that there are Americans doing weird accents in the Alps?
Yes, they're on vacation, and they're schizophrenic.
They're having fun with the local color.
And I kiss the donkeys. That's what she sounded like. And I kiss the donkeys.
Only watch those.
Yeah, they're the best. Did I scrape my nose? Is it bleeding?
No. Oh, yes.
Isn't that weird?
It's like a little, it just looks like a little red dot.
I was telling a story, gesticulating. I guess I haven't clipped my fingernails in a while, and I cut my fucking nose.
You're like a little newborn baby.
Like a dumb, soft baby.
The baby podcast.
Maybe
go down there. Okay.
I did go down there, though, and I did a zigzag alley thing. It told me to.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
it said,
so dumb.
Go here.
Yeah, you
turn
have to
left.
Go all the way around. That's
well,
crazy.
I think that Waze taught us a new way. I almost want to show you it. Because I went down that little alley, and I went and it said, you're at your destination, but I was at your garage. It's like, oh, you didn't
weird.
Say the front door. Yeah, it will. That's what Waze does. It doesn't. It will bring you to the nearest stoppable point. It doesn't necessarily bring you to the address. It'll bring you to the building. That's what I've known. Again, our podcast is sponsored by Waze and
Waze.
Also sponsored by BoringStories.com. .com.
And FarmersOnly.com. I can't stop thinking about Farmers Only.
What is Farmers Only?
Oh, that's a dating website for Farmers Only. You haven't seen the commercials for that?
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. The commercials are like a cow and a pig horribly voiced over talking about how one of their owners
Why
is lonely.
Why is so specific? Because farmers, they know that they don't have much of a social life?
Well, yes. It's a very specific lifestyle. They get up very early. But also, it's kind of like, it's basically saying, you're white, you like country music.
Right.
You have a truck, and you want to do some manual labor.
Right, right. Okay, wow.
Or you're not afraid of it.
That is a special couple that probably wouldn't put up with each other if one of them wanted to be a fast-talking lawyer.
No way.
Yeah.
Or a high-heeled shoe type gal.
My roommate has a very funny joke. His name is Nate Craig.
And I know Nate Craig.
He said, he goes, did you see the new Jewish, all Jewish online dating app? And I was like, yeah, I know about that. And he said, no, that's a different one. It's called Tinder's List.
Oh, no.
It was really pretty funny. I laughed very hard.
That's really funny.
I'm like, you have to do that on stage. I don't know if he does.
He should.
Tinder's List is pretty funny.
Tinder's List is good.
I mean, a lot of people don't like puns. And a lot of people don't like anti-Semitic comedy. That's easier. I agree with the latter, but that one.
I feel like kids these days fucking love puns. That's all Twitter is.
Yeah. Maybe things are going in that direction.
It's kind of that word math thing. Of just like, can you think of the word that rhymes with this word?
Right.
Then you win.
Yeah.
That's left here.
Yeah, that's kind of what At Midnight is. Which is funny because all the comics on there...
Look at pirates.
Pirates, real ones.
Pirates.
We are looking at some authentic nothing is more intimidating than that dog.
That dog, it's a wolf. That's actually a wolf.
That is a full-on wolf. And we are looking at three pirates. One is in regular clothes. I miss the light because of this.
That was crazy.
Those are real swashbuckling pirate men.
That looked like, it was like Jack Sparrow was walking away from us in the Bob's Big Boy parking lot.
But it was less, it was more authentic for some reason. It seemed like his rags were kind of wet even. Like he was on a boat.
Wow.
Well, we know that pirates now are more like from that Tom Hanks movie. They have machine guns and regular T-shirts.
Oh, right.
You
yes,
know. But,
that's true.
Those were like the fantasy, the kind of fun pirates that'll make you walk a plank or cut off your hand.
That's right. That was Halloween pirate time.
Yeah. Oh, what are you going to be for Halloween? It's right around the corner, Karen.
Oh, this year,
mm-hmm.
I guess I'll be the dead body of Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, again?
Yeah. I mean, I have the dress. What about you?
I think this year I'm going to make my legs an old lady's legs and make the torso of an old lady that is grabbing onto fake legs that I will make out of foam. And so it'll look like I'm riding on an old lady's shoulders or maybe a witch. I like optical illusions. Well, here you are.
Goodbye.
Have fun at your party. Enjoy the work-based banter.
Yeah, it should be neat.
It's good to see you. This was a good episode. Who needs... Where we're going, we don't need guests.
Hey, guess what? This episode is going out to all those people that listen to us while they are working.
Yeah.
While they're at work or they're in a federal institution.
Because this is a Labor Day episode.
This is a taking it easy episode. This is just... We just drive through your mind on this one.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe make a few turns down your spine.
Yeah.
When we tell a chilling story.
Yeah. Or repeat a chilling story.
For the fourth time.
I feel like we've all learned definitely of what not to do on podcasts.
Right. Yeah. And to be more positive. More talks of baby donkeys.
Yes.
In the future. That's our promise.
Let's be more baby donkey oriented.
And listen, go to iTunes and say, we like this.
We like it in spite of itself, you'll say.
Yeah. And I think... There's an RSS feed situation that has been fixed. If there's people out there, Andrew Solomson types, that were worried about it, I shouldn't have said his name. And
he knows you're talking about him. The only person that knows what RSS means.
Yeah, happy Labor Day, and you've been listening to DYNAR.
Yay!
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim, give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouthhorn.
With Karen and Chris.